Hello, my name is Justin Odie, and you clicked on me because you want to find out a little bit about me. Well, I'm a San Diego local. I grew up in Encinitas, which is about a half hour north of San Diego State. I'm currently 23 years old and have been going to San Diego State for 6 years now. The reason it's taking so long is because I want to be a doctor. I am a kinesiology major with an emphasis in athletic training. And I'm also working on my human biology minor. Like I said, I want to be a doctor, specifically an osteopathic doctor. I've already actually applied to all my medical schools and am waiting for calls back for secondaries and interviews and things like that. So this semester will be quite busy for me since I will be in the middle of all that. Let's see, why am I taking physics? Well, aside from the obvious reason that I have to, I actually want to take physics. It's actually funny because I get asked this question over and over again. You know, I'll come home from school or something like that, or I'll be hanging out with my buddies, and I'll let them know some science-related fact that I learned at school or something, and they always come back with a question, you know, why do you have to know that if you want to be a doctor? And now, I obviously come back with the usual answer. Like I said before, I want to be a doctor, and in order to be a good doctor, you really have to understand the body. And to understand the body, you have to understand science, because the body is science. So that's basically what I tell them every time they ask that. Why is physics important to me and my future and also my intellectual growth? Well, just like I said, being a doctor, you have to understand physics to help your patients, basically. In order to know what's going on in the body, you have to know the physics of the body. You know, so that's why physics is important to my future. So, you know, I need to understand how the body works, and I need to understand how certain new technologies work so I can, you know, treat my patients better. Let's see, what is the purpose of the problem-solving method that Tony repeatedly enforces? The purpose of it is to make us better people and to make us better at what we want to do. I believe Tony actually really does have a good method for solving problems. One of the big things that I like about his teaching method is his group aspect. The more brain power, the more you're going to solve. I think getting in groups and having everybody talk through the problems and using other people's input, like Tony, you know, says, is going to help us understand this material so much better than if we really tried to sit down and read a book and understand it ourselves. And I'm obviously not saying that this problem-solving method is limited to just physics. It's obviously open to pretty much all decisions, you know, using other people's input, that's gonna help you make a better decision. You know, I don't know if any of you watch the show House, but I love that show. One of the main things I like about it is the way that House solves problems. You know, if you ever see it, he gets in these groups with his other fellow doctors and basically stimulates them to talk, and he uses their minds to figure out the problem. And that's kind of what I see Tony doing with us. I mean, in class, he will, you know, ask us what the answer is to things, and then that in turn brings up another question, and then somebody else has to answer that, and then everybody bringing in their input, you know, helps us, you know, like I said, get to the solution faster. Alright, let's see. Do I like college? Well, of course I like college, otherwise I wouldn't be here. And like I said, I've been here for 6 years, and I wouldn't put myself through 6 years if I didn't like it. Not to mention I'm applying to medical school, so I have a long, long, long road ahead of me, or should I say pretty much a lifetime. Why do I like college? Because I think it's the perfect environment for me to do what I want to do. I've developed this passion to acquire as much knowledge as I can, and college seems to be the best place for that. What do I expect from college? Well, I expect it to continue doing what it's been doing, which is basically providing me with resources to, you know, accomplish my goals.